Hubert, I have to get you. You've just come off stage. What's it like up there?
Very nice, very receptive. I'll say that because Mark is about to go up and get a roasting.
Mark who?
Mark Henderson from Living Social.
Give yourself a plug, quick.
Living Social, discover your local marketplace, livingsocial.ie.
Are you Irish?
Pretty much.
Are you nervous?
No, gosh, no.
Not nervous at all.
It's a great place.
Enjoy it. Well done, good luck. Hey, Hubert, you were on stage. Come on, give us spill the beans. What's it like looking down? Can you see the audience?
Very nice. I could see the audience. Actually, I thought it might be brighter.
Did you notice anyone in particular, or were they a blur?
I couldn't see faces. I could see faces, but you see people nodding and approving and, you know, sitting up and listening. And I guess my point was not to bore people senseless with
grass. Did you see the six people who fell asleep and started snoring loudly?
Well, they were the six people I was talking to, actually, because I knew they were concentrating. They were meditating and absorbing the whole thing. But it was really nice. And you know, when you see a whole room and people backing up into the wall, it's reassuring, actually, to see people actually nodding a little bit of approval when you make what I feel is a valid point. That's all you want. I suppose as a speaker, your fear is people just start going, no, it's
rubbish. Did I distract you by coming up and photographing you in the middle of your speech?
No, I didn't even notice, actually. Thanks for doing that. I have an
audiobook of you from about 10:36 on the entire thing.
Oh, fantastic.
It's here.
And just like I said with the tweeting and everyone getting involved, Paul, you're great for capturing it audio. Let's content-wise share.
Do you need a drink now? Don't mind telling me how good I am.
Yeah,
but do you need a drink?
I'll have a drink.
A cup of coffee?
We'll have a cup of
tea? Will you? I'll go and get my bag. I'll be back here in a second. I'll meet you here. Okay, I'll get my bag. Okay, I've nabbed Hubert Grealish. Hubert, look, you're going to have to help me out. I cannot actually remember the name of your company.
Impera.
Now, we were in the pub last night. I have it written down, but my head is terrible. Say it.
Impera.
Spell it.
M-P-E-R-A. Managing projects effectively for results always. Bad joke. But Impera.
Do you know...
It is a bad joke. It's my friend's joke, and I should never use it.
It doesn't matter. You know, after you've come off stage and your adrenaline has been running madly, right? You're entitled to say any old shite. Right?
I am.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we're human.
Well,
I'll tell you what I'll say.
I'll say the staff and the team here are fantastic. Everyone's fantastic and friendly and really helpful. To the point, you know, you're getting nicely ushered along to the cafe and everyone's fantastically helpful.
And I'm a hanger-on.
Really impresses me.
It's everyone and they're all in their blue shirts. And the blue shirts say, Hi, my name is Kira.
Everyone's called Kira today.
Are you a minder?
No, I'm just bringing people to the Tweet Cafe today. So.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I came across the Tweet Cafe yesterday.
It's really clever.
By accident. Yeah. I'm walking past people here. They're all loads of them in the blue t-shirt. There's Johanna. There we go. And there's Carhina. Carhina. Where are we going? Is this the back room? Is this a celebrity back area? Right, we're here. I think he's going to be interviewed. He's meeting somebody. He's meeting a man in an open neck shirt who looks like he's at work. He looks like a director. Are you a film director?
Film director, no.
Are you a director of content? Or you welcome him?
Trying to pass as a photographer.
Now look, I'm just an audio guy. Where can I sit and sit, just describe what's happening? Oh, he's being photographed. Great stuff.
Photographed.
Is this the centre of photography?
This is, and then we're going to move into the speaker's lounge then next. Everything get relaxed and go get set up.
And when you come off stage, is this where you come to get photographed?
There's two places. One here, this is the initial, and then there's one after. So.
Okay, I'm being told to hold back. Okay.
Okay. Everything out here, just to our right hand side, is the main hall and the media. So
I'm recording this, so don't worry about it or anything. Just good to get the story out.
Yeah.
But what's your name?
My name is Ruan.
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 And did you get the contract to get the do the photographs?
No, I got pulled in the last minute to help out. And James is our photographer here.
James is a young man, looks like he's. He's got white sneakers on, he's got a pair of jeans, he's wearing the blue top that says, "Hi, my name is James," and there's another guy over there whose name is John. And he's staying well clear of me.
John is guarding the door to the speaker's lounge, so he's only making sure that the speakers get in. So
I wouldn't be allowed in there now. No. I'm an audio journalist and I'm doing a 360 degree. When Robert Scoble invites me in there, I'll come with him. Okay?
Okay.
but and I'll only go if Robert asks me to come in with him. But look, this is great fun, is it?
I mean, fantastic. There's some amazing people walking through. Some characters.
How many photographs do you do?
So far I've taken 142 photographs.
And do all the people you take have to be speakers?
Speakers, yeah. They're just an introduction photo for our Flickr account. Just a speaker going into the peasant's lounge, yeah.
And they'll be uploaded on Flickr, so...
There'll be a whole gallery on Flickr.
Yeah. Gallery of all the speakers of the
event. It's called the just Dublin Web Summit, all small cases.
And tell me, do you happen to know if they're all Creative Commons on Flickr, or if they're what is the licensing under which the photographs are put on Flickr?
That's a good question.
I'm not sure.
Good, I've asked a question which might be useful.
Yes.
To be truthful, because I, for example, if I find... Yep. A photograph of Hubert, right? Yep. You're just taking a photograph of Hubert, right? I'm a blogger, right? I do a number of things, but I also have a company. We publish a blog, right? So question is, can we, get any photograph, I ask permission and I pay money, right? Can I use it without having to go through that?
A solution to the answer would be to probably talk to the photo editor of the Web Summit, Martin, and he's the director of all the photoing processing that's going on.
What's his name?
Martin.
Martin,
I know his first name. I can give you his phone number.
No, don't worry.
Okay.
But you can
email him at Martin.
And what's his role? What's his job?
He's the photo editor of all the photo documents that are going on through the professional photographer.
That's a cool job.
Here.
That is a cool job.
So I guess it's our...
How did you... Are you a young photographer?
Well, I'm hobbyist. I'm a hobbyist.
Are you studying it? Or?
No, I'm actually taking a gap year out of just on my leaving cert. So I'm planning to do communication studies at DCU next year. But for my gap year, I'm just doing volunteering work and planning to travel abroad to maybe Switzerland or France, skiing and stuff like that, what I'm interested in. But when I sent my CV in for the volunteering, I'd done photography with the EPR Junketure Fashion Recycle Show before. So they just asked, would I like to do some step and repeat photography of all the speakers coming into the lounge? So I was like, God, it's a great experience. You know, I'll definitely go for it. Photography is something that I'd love to do, like down the line, hugely.
I can hear people listening to this, and what they're saying to themselves is, my God, that young man is so coherent, so clear, so good at saying what he's doing.
Okay.
I mean, I want to ask you a question. I don't mean to embarrass you, but how did you ever get so good at explaining what you're doing?
I don't know, just probably having the confidence to, you know, being comfortable, like, you know, in a situation whenever you're speaking to someone, and just say the truth about yourself and keeping your sort of honesty. And just kind of being upbeat, and it's the positivity as well. And my mum would always say, you know, don't hold back. You know, like, I'm from County Leash, down the country. And she'd go, Jesus, go for it, you know.
Are the people from Conlish all like your mum?
Well, I guess my family is. Like, I guess we enjoy madness as much as suffer from it. So we all sort of, I don't know, just kind of that entrepreneurial attitude. And I don't know, just I would see...
And if you were going to give a piece of advice to any of these entrepreneurs about how they could get their get their brand out there, develop their brand, just from your experience of doing it for yourself, what's your advice?
Always acknowledge the people that you meet. You never know their story behind their life and what their interests are. And I mean, you can have such great succession in numbers. And it's always good to work in numbers. And I mean, through contacts and meeting people, you can always sort of find your own dream and aspire to do your own business. So I'd like to think this will help me, for example, with photography sometime in the future. And just probably never stop trying.
And can I publish your words on my blog?
Yes, of course you can.
I think you are so inspiring. Okay. I mean, it might seem just natural stuff to you, but I talk to a lot of people who would be nervous, shy, confused, unsure what to say. Yeah. They'd be trying to create an impression instead of...
Totally, yeah. No, go ahead. Thank you.
I'll just take your photograph for the audio book.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Sure,
yeah. I'll stop the audio. Look, I started talking to you.
Okay.
I want to have your name too, please. You said your name before.
Ruan Dylan McLaughlin.
And are you his boss?
I'm not, no.
Are you his supervisor? Are you his colleague?
Colleague.
I'm learning just as much as
we have flat hierarchies in the Web Summit, right?
Of course.
There's only one boss, that's Paddy, and everyone else is
Paddy.
On the same level. Is that right?
Paddy's so far ahead that any hierarchies below it just are insignificant.
Okay, Paddy, when you hear that, you should have a smile. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony ending this podcast. Paul O'Mahony from Change Agents ending this podcast from the Web Summit. See, I have to practice. I set up a new company yesterday.
Oh, right.
I'm from a company called Change Agents, and I still have to practice using the name.
Right?
So I could learn from you guys.
Yeah.